Here's a brief at Press TV. The Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad says Bashar al-Assad will remain president until the Syrian people say otherwise. The senior diplomat said only Syrians can choose their president, and the only solution to the crisis is by voting. He added that the government's delegation has a sincere desire to end the conflict. The UN and Arab League Special Envoy on Syria says Damascus has agreed to let women and children leave some parts of Homs city. Lakhdar Brahimi also said the governor of Homs will decide to either allow humanitarian aid into the city or refuse it. Security forces in Bahrain have reportedly attacked a funeral procession for a young anti-government protester. The procession was held for Fadil Abbas Muslim, who was shot earlier this month. Security forces fired tear gas and bird shots at protesters. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-regime protests since 2011. The former UN chief Kofi Annan, along with some members of the global leaders known as the Elders, has begun a three-day visit to Tehran by paying tribute to the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. The group is set to encourage dialogue and cooperation between Iran and the world. The U.S. seems to be planning to stay in Afghanistan beyond 2014. A top U.S. commander in the country has urged President Barack Obama to keep 10,000 troops there after the planned deadline. General Joseph Dunford will unveil his plan in a meeting with the president on Monday. American whistleblower Edward Snowden has made another revelation about the U.S.'s mass spying program. The former U.S. contractor says the NSA is involved in industrial spying and grabs any intelligence that it can, regardless of its value to national security. Snowden has also accused American officials of trying to kill him. Human Rights Watch has condemned a Kuwaiti court's decision for jailing an activist over what it calls offending the emir. The court sentenced the man to 5 years behind bars. Now the rights group says that Kuwait has stepped up its crackdown on free speech since 2012. A boat carrying local tourists in India has capsized off eastern Andaman and Nicobar Islands, killing 21 people. Officials say the tourists were all Indians. Initial reports say the ferry developed a crack and then sank. 13 people were saved, but rescuers are still looking for another 11 missing.